Due to the government restrictions, we now realise that we're not going to be allowed to have any members of the public or any tourists in the visitor centre over the summer months. And that's one of our main streams of funding for the work that we do.
And you also have the added pressure of donkeys needing the assistance of the sanctuary at the moment.
Oh, yeah. In the last 10 days, we've taken donkeys in from Mayo, Tyrone, right down Roscommon. You know, there's donkeys, quite a few donkeys have been dumped, and there's two or three that we have volunteers actively trying to get them captured at the minute to get them as far as the sanctuary. It's becoming a huge problem. A lot of people, due to the COVID crisis, you know, they've lost their jobs and there's different things going on. And like, some of them are contacting us, they want to hand over the pets to us, and others are just dumping them, you know, so it's a strange situation. We don't really know what we were going forward with it.
And could the future of the sanctuary be in jeopardy over this?
Well, we depend on the visitors coming in the summer months, and it's going to have a huge knock-on effect. If we don't generate funds at this time of year, it's going to be impossible for us to pay our vets or farriers, run the vehicles. You know, and we're facing into next winter. Sometimes we have up to 90 to 100 animals in our care. It takes a lot of feed to look after them animals. And as I say, you've got the vet bills, the farrier bills, and it all takes money to run the whole thing.